decorate the tree?
Well, different ways with string, one with string. Popcorn is one thing that we, well, our tree is just circled with popcorn and popcorn ball and cookies.
You said cookies on?
Apple. We did have candy. Of course, we made a lot of candy ourselves, but you can hardly put that on a Christmas tree in the kind of dampness. Usually we had it in a box and under the tree.
Well, how would you put an apple on the tree?
Well, they got to take those that have to stand. Uh-huh. And you kind of loop a thread on there or something. I wasn't bored to put apples on the tree. And then the oranges too, we had them on there, but we tied them, you know, different, and that would come around and tie them in, not at the top. And then we trimmed it with paper. We cut paper, you know, and you could stretch it around like that. Mm-hmm. I got a bill to do it if I tried. Tissue paper and crepe paper. And then you could put it in colors and just stretch it around the tree like you do the, you know,
the popcorn thing.
Yeah. Oh, we had pretty trees. But they were, at first they weren't very large then. We got a little bit larger trees.
Did you put any lights on them?
Yeah, we had lights on them. I don't know what stands out there. It just seems like it did. Maybe. Don't worry about it.
Around the corner. When did you open your gift?
On
Christmas Eve night? Mm-hmm. Not on Christmas morning?
No, we should. Sometimes it would have been morning, but right away, you know, I remember right away to believe everyone's go to sleep before we see. We didn't have too much room. Then we first could do some, so before daylight, usually they would go pound out as I go to see.
Did you hang candles on the tree? You remember putting candles everywhere on the tree?
Yeah, we had some little things you clip on there, and you could put that little wax candle in there. It had it around everywhere.
Oh,
it was just, it had a little clip, you know. Just put it on your leg, and it had a little thing around it to catch the wax that the drop on it.
Oh.
See, we didn't have an electric light. But those candles were pretty good, you know. You could find too.
Uh-huh. Did you ever make candles at home?
I think my mother did when she was her days, but I don't think I had, you know, nothing. But they had a mold that they just dissolved the wax from the bees. Well, we had a few boxes of bees, and well, as long as Grandpa lived, he'd come up and rub the bee flowers, and then you squeeze the honey out of that wax, and then you take that wax and they cook it out and stove. Then pour it off. Then later on, when you want to make those candles, you heat it up that way. To have those molds, you know, a real candle about that. You put it in there. And first, they put a string through the mold. That was really nice. A lot of work too.
But you never did it.
No, I don't think I think it was before. Well, I did see him once do it, but then I didn't.
You never had to learn how to do
no,
it?
No.
You bought that candle.
After that, when I got, you know, a little bit of candle.
Okay, at Christmas time, was there a special cookie?
Pretzels.
Pretzels. Wow, what is pretzels? Oh, she was the
first marriage. She got the recipe from the shoe or something.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
She was well, Mrs. Henry Woods, but was her name Fanny Shoehorn. Mm-hmm. She's the one that gave mom the recipe.
Well, y'all were neighbors up
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Okay. And she made them. Oh, yeah, that's their Christmas specialty, the pretzels.
Can you tell me how you make them? Tell me how you make them.
All right. Let me see.
Or how do you remember making them at Christmas, your mother?
Well, she taken 16 eggs, separated the white and the yolk, and taken 6 pounds of sugar. Yeah, half a cup of butter would be the half a pound. I think that 2 pounds is a cup, and half a cup would be butter. Mm-hmm. And then we mix the butter and the sugar together, worked it, until all trace of the butter disappeared. So it was just as greasy sugar.
That was a hard job, though.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's not hard, but you gotta work so long until you got it, and so you don't see no trace of it.
You did this with your hands?
Mm-hmm. With the hands and with a spoon. Everything that could work with. I mean, but most with the hands to get it real, you know, it's just the greasy. Mm-hmm. And then, what did I say about it? Did I say the flour? Mm-hmm. 6 pounds of flour. How did you
6 pounds of flour? And then
pecans? Yeah, and pecans. You put in about 3-4 cups of pecans. Pecans make the pretzels. They're so good. Mm-hmm. Then we beat the eggs, the white separate, and the yolk separate. Then we mix them together, white and yolk, beat them up again, and then you put them in that sugar. Butter. And then you work that flour in.
Okay.
It's about taking about, I guess, about 16 cups
for the flour.
For the 16 eggs. Yeah. And taking about 16 cups of flour to work it in. You just keep working and working and working. Oh, we put cloves in, pieced in the cloves and teaspoon of nutmeg. They grated nutmeg. Mm-hmm. About the whole nutmeg and just grated it. Of course, it's much better flavor if you do that than behind the dough. Uh-huh.
And then after you have the dough,
you roll it and work it and work it until you got all that amount of flour in. Then you put it in a roll and you just enjoy it, teeth and then roll it out about a quarter of an inch thick. Mm-hmm. And I'll beat up an egg and take a little brush and paint that
glaze.
Brush to glaze. And then we cut it in little strips.
Mm-hmm.
And our pretzels. But we used to make 2-3 recipes on the family, you know, George. That way. And of course, I have mama that wasn't much higher than that. I guess about 6-7 years old when we started farming pretzels and so on.
So I guess it was a real treat.
It was.
Did you hang those on the tree? Pretzels?
I don't know for sure we did. I don't believe we did. We had kind of large candles. So we may have had a few of them. But you see when they get damp, overnight that way and it's
soft. So you kept them somewhere in the air.
And put them in a 5 gallon lard can and put the lid on. There they keep. You always have 2 or 3 lard cans filled with traps of years ago when the family was so large.
Yeah.
So sneak up to those pans. You almost had to hide them and eat them.
Okay. What about any other special thing that was baked at Christmas time? Or?
Fruit cake is the one I'm getting to. Yeah. No, just all the time. We had a white fruit cake, and then we had one that we put molasses in, dark fruit cake. But then it keeps so weeks, and it just flies them all. Then, we'd bake those rolls too once in a while. I'd bring a pan of rolls, and but you can't hardly keep them. You know, they don't have no ice off the mountain, so you couldn't hardly make any more than what you'd eat in a day or two. Just like, yeah, but just like when you make the bread, home baked bread. It's just good for 2 days. Of course, some people like it better when it's, I've seen some of it like it better when it's kind of dried out, but I don't.
Yeah. Okay, and what about New Year's bread?
Oh, that is a must.
Was it at Christmas or
no,
at
New
Year's?
Year's?
Just at New Year's?
Yeah, New
Did
Year's.
You bake it any other time of the year?
Not really what we called. We, you know, we braid it and make all kinds of designs.
Oh.
You know, they had a custom New Year's night. People would, there would be a bunch go together and they'd go with it. You wish Happy New Year on you. Mm-hmm. And you had to have some ready to treat the people when they come, you know. You had to have a New Year's bread and then call it. Come back and treat them to New Year's bread, and then butter with it, if there was the one with butter in it. That was a must, you know, you'll break out.
And
they come, you know, I think what they do, they shoot a firecracker or two, you know, when they come to your house to tell you that the new year begins with a long talk. Wish you Happy New Year and all this. Yeah, young boys, like the Haglund boys, of course, I don't believe them was living here. They were a good friend to mom and dad. It was kind of nice. Four or five, six of them.
Uh-huh.
So from house to house, and that was nice.
That was on New Year's Eve.
Midnight.
Midnight,
yeah.
Make some noise, and then they have to have something.
Well, it's not that, I guess, that you have to, but everybody did it, you know. Just invited them in, maybe a drink, yeah.
I think that's what they passed on.
And everybody was looking forward for that.
And we're talking of another New Year's custom between godparents and the godchild. What was that?
Well, the godmother did all the things with her godchild. A package, I guess, of cola. New Year's bread. You cook. I don't remember the name. Candy and but that bit, I mean, if they didn't send it, they expected that your child to come and visit with them, and, you know, and see their kids. More so like it that they had everything ready for their child to come and get it on New Year's Day.
Okay,
and they were, godparents were kind of close to their children. The godparents.
Okay, let's go back a little ways. How about St. Nicholas Day? You remember?
Yeah, I remember some about it, but let me see what day is that.
December 5th?
December 5th. I don't know too much about that, but it was a custom too, on Sunday with the baby. Go and give little presents or something like that, cookies. That was a great custom. So nowadays you never know nothing, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, we still do it in Catholic.
Do we all do it?
Yeah.
What, let me see, what day is that when they go out and get candy? What day is that in Catholic? When the children go out and you give them candy when they come. Is that Sunday, let's say?
Or when they carol, when they go caroling.
I don't know something about it. I know that the children come on. But they was trying to stop that, I think, in San Antonio.
Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Yeah, that's what it was.
Did you do that when you were little?
No, Halloween thing, so I can't remember it. But still, I
that would be on the eve of All Souls Day. It's October
30th. Yeah, late. Halloween thing. Well, you see, the trouble is, when you're on a farm, you're left kind of far away from one from the other, and then you couldn't walk.
Yeah, right.
You'd have to.
Okay.
What else? That's about all I know.
Well, let's get into.
You got too much already, huh?
No, we're doing okay. Okay, you were telling me that day you and Ariel, your brother, mm-hmm. went down to Castile in the rain. You said it was for First Communion lesson?
I believe it was. I'm not too sure, though, but we went down there to take instructions at Castile, which was fucking hard. It could be that was it, but in other words, it was a holiday, and we, he had no other way of going to church except for the broken heart. Uh-huh. I don't know whether that was, if we just went to church, or whether we, probably it was that we went to church, because I don't think that we gave instructions on holiday. I think it was just during the week.
But to make your first communion, you had to go down to Castile for instructions?
Yeah, and that was, well, we did stay down there, though, and we had some friends down there towards the end, and we stayed down there about a month or so, and we went every day then to instruct.
Oh.
Like the weren't a thought of which. Who was late to the one? Well, Miss Myrna got a baby, but Wilfred wanted, he's not living anymore, huh?
I don't
know. But,
you would stay down there?
No, we stayed with the good of them. You know, every day just left there. Well, at the end of the month, we'd pay him some.
But then you made your first Holy Communion with your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a big group made it all together?
Could it be?
It was a big group all together?
Yeah, I knew once how many it was, but I can't think of it right now. I believe it was about 30 of them or so. I think that was nice when they had it in groups. That was,
yeah.
Well, you get to learn to know more people, the more your friends better that way, I think.
What did you wear on the first evening?
Oh, I dressed in a way. A little wreath on it.
Was it
half the picture, but I don't know.
Was it a long dress?
No, it was 3/4. I was a little weird, but
Your brother made it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's beautiful, that's true. He really, the two rocks around it, the small rocks, the trees, that's good. And then that rock, the two rocks around it, the tree, the bark, and the bone. She could sew well, she was a nursing student. She made her own dresses too. She made her wedding dress herself. It was made out of navy blue satin, trimmed with velvet.
Navy blue?
Mm-hmm.
Even the dress, I don't know whether it's still in existence or not.
How come it wasn't white?
Well, it was years ago, I don't know. She didn't have no leaves to spray. That had a black tree and she had this nose.
Okay, let's get into.
Let's get into something.
Okay. How about dances? Were there any dances up there in San Juan?
Well, yes, in the schoolhouse, when we had the little schoolhouse, they did have, like a band at school, they had little parties and dances. Mm-hmm. One fellow would play the violin and maybe a guitar.
Uh-huh.
I had, my oldest all could play the violin. Mm-hmm. The sharp horns.
Uh-huh.
The one that didn't play music. And I guess somewhere close to us. Like a band at school, but they'd have a picnic for the school to make money. They'd dance in the school, take the dances out. It wasn't much of a dance.
Did you ever go down to Castroville for dancing?
Yes, after I was 16, I mean, 17, my uncle said, you know, on the team, and we were all with me. And we were going with the Daily Grammar, and I'd stay there and get there in the house. But otherwise, just maybe that only happened about two times or so in a year. Like, maybe when we're trying to hit the ball.
Okay, how about your courtship? How did you meet Grandpa? You married Alfred Stein,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and he was from here in Real Medina. They called it the French settlement.
French.
Well,
I guess through my mom's brother and sister and Bertha, you didn't know anything.
Yeah.
I was going to spend time there. Well, they'd come there on a Sunday night and play cards and so on. And I just remember they already told me with that they coaxed me, you know, that I should have a baby with them or so. And he asked that I asked if he saw the weather, he'd let him ask Stanford.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it was all about.
And what was your first date? Where did you go somewhere?
To Castle. I probably was on 25th of all. That was my first date.
Okay.
But then he did. Well, after that night, I was over 18 hours. He tried horseback up there to come to see me. You know where the boys go to.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They come up good there ride. Put a good ride on a horse. Well, he had a buggy in horse.
Yeah, but if he was just, why bring the buggy? Would he come every day or?
Oh, yeah.
Every day he came?
What's the matter with you? Once in every 2 weeks or maybe a
So how long was your courtship? What would you say?
Oh, I'd say about 4 years, I guess.
4 years? So you were 22. Did Grandpa have to come and ask your parents?
Yeah, he said to me.
To your dad?
The first mom told Dad to stay out for a while. He just said what he thought. Sounds true, he does, but that's the other scary thing about him. Without a hero, they'd have some things to do. Mom didn't hurt.
Don't worry. Did he give you a ring?
Yeah.
An engagement ring? Do you remember when he proposed to you? Was it at your house or where was it?
I don't feel like that. I wouldn't.
You don't remember?
I don't remember much about it. Well, it was just... Just made up. You see, he was alone down here in the house. His mother had died. He was living alone 2 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So naturally, there was kind of thought it was, kind of sad for a fella to live alone,
well,
running with a girl.
Yeah, it was a thing for him to do. So immediately after you were married, you moved here.
Mm-hmm.
So you've only lived in two places, right?
Yeah,
up in San Geronimo.
Right here. See, he had, we went together, Mama and he and myself went to town to buy a bed full of furniture, you know, the bed and the wardrobe, to sell it, and the dresses. I think we still have the stove set for a while, the stove set was here, but his mother had. Later on, then he brought me to wood stove. And I told him I had my wood stove. Now that the paper passes, none better than wood stove.
Okay, let's talk about your wedding day. What day of the week were you married?
Tuesday,
I believe. Not Tuesday.
Everybody got married on Tuesday.
They did. That was
a common. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How come? Do you know why?
No, it was a long time before we ever changed to this one.
Were you married in the morning or the evening?
Yeah, morning, I think. Well, you see, Dad had time for a lot of folks to come. We didn't have to move. Well, it says that we boarded automobiles have to do that even in that state. Well, which we did. But then we didn't have any, I think it was just. Feeling my arm was that cold. I think the little baby just had a cold, just a little old cold or whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
We drove home up to my home. And there was did. One of the uncles played the violin. We danced too there in the room. Just a crazy train that really controlled that I was in the lower room. There too. Remember here too.
Uh-huh.
It was a young girl.
Did it last?
No, I'd be no longer wrong.
That night, that week, I'm supposed to imagine
Tuesday, he rode up to Clearfoot to get us there to mail or something. He rode horseback up there. And the horse fell in and he broke his leg. And he had, I guess he was saying, oh, it would have been one of them.
So, you were married in Castroville, mm-hmm. St. Louis Church.
Yeah.
So that morning you had to come down to Castroville before your wedding, right?
When yeah. You know. Or did I go down and you stayed with the group room? I don't remember anymore. No, I didn't go up to home. Yeah, it's kind of late.
Was your wedding dress ball?